What's up, y'all? You're in the house for another Kingdom Building Conversation. I got the man in the house who says there's nothing to prove, and his name is Lamar Riddick. If you don't know Lamar Riddick, he's a Christian hip-hop artist from Virginia by way of Fort Lauderdale that uses his music and fashion in an effort to bring people closer to Christ. Lamar, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
It's good to see you, bro.
Hey, you too.
I've been seeing all the things you're doing. I've been checking out the new EP. You working hard and you're grinding for sure. I want to get into all that. But before I do, let me ask you one question, man. What's one thing you think you could share with folks that even those who know you best don't know about Lamar Riddick?
Man, that's hard because I'm pretty transparent, man.
Yeah.
I'm really transparent. So let me think here. Well, I don't know. I don't know how many people know this, so I guess I'll say this. But I played volleyball in middle school and high school.
Do you think he was going to go pro with that?
Nah, the coach just had us do it because he was like, if you want to play basketball or try out for basketball, you got to do volleyball.
Gotcha.
And I ended up liking it, so I played 8th grade and 9th grade.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, listen, you know, because you've been here before with Lost and Found. You know, one of the things I do, man, before we get going, just to add some levity to things, man, we do the thing called the lightning round.
Okay. All right?
So I'm going to hit you with 20 questions in like 2 minutes. Don't overthink them, bro.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's rock. If you won $10 million tomorrow, what do you want to buy?
Definitely house and tie. I got to pay tithe.
House and ties. I got you. What's one word, only one word that's not Kanye that comes to mind when I say Donda?
His mom.
Yeah, his mom. Yeah. Where would you go if you were invisible?
Some type of music business meeting so I can hear behind the scenes.
Got you. With that knowledge. Okay. Fill in the blank. When I dance, I look like
Chris Brown.
Yeah. All right.
I used to.
You say you used to. All right. What's your lifelong dream?
Building a family legacy and honoring God, man. You know what I'm saying? Like financially and spiritually.
That's good. That's good.
Driving that into my next generation.
That's good. What, and there's no judgment here, bro. What celebrity annoys you the most?
Man, probably, I don't know, bro. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I be in my own lane, bro. I'm just gonna keep it a buck, bro. I don't pay enough attention to celebrities to get annoyed. Just keep it a buck.
I respect that. What's the most interesting thing that you have in your wallet? If you carry a wallet, what's the most interesting thing you have in it?
So I have, it's this card that, it's kind of like a reminder of scripture of to hold me accountable for my marriage.
Yeah.
And me and my wife signed. So I have the one that my wife signed and my wife has the one that I signed. Ooh. And that was like 5 or 6 years ago. So I keep that in there to remind me why I'm married.
Oh, like bro.
That's one of the coolest cars that I have.
I love that. I love that. You might just share that with me afterwards, man, in terms of where you got it. Who's your favorite CHH artist?
It's a tie between KB and Lecrae.
Mm-hmm. If a movie was made about your life, what genre would it be?
Man. Probably definitely hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Are you talking about, hold on, you talking about like...
No, a movie.
Okay, I thought you were talking about music genre.
No. Okay. A movie. If a movie was made about your life.
It'd definitely be a comedy action.
Comedy action. Okay. And what actor would you want to play you?
Derek Luke.
Okay, got you.
Antoine Fisher.
Yeah. You have kids, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right. Well, either your family members will tell you this. What's your most useless talent?
Useless?
Yeah.
Probably being able to apply movie quotes to a lot of moments in life. I mean, some people
they just hit you like that.
But I can like pull like movie quotes like It's just, yeah. I've been quoting them randomly.
Got you. Speaking of movies, what's your favorite movie?
That's tough, boy. All right, I got to give you my top three, and that's definitely going to be Rush Hour, The Matrix, and Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is one of my favorite, bro. That's, yeah. What would you say is your greatest achievement?
Staying married, bro.
I know that's right.
You know, like, I've been surrounded by, like, broken relationships.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great achievement at my age to still be married. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, I think that's a big achievement for me. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. No doubt. How many years now?
5.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. No doubt. This next month will be 25, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. This next month, yeah. What's one chore you hate doing?
Dishes.
I hear you. But at the same time, it brings me peace if I'm in the mood. You know what I mean?
So yeah, it does. If you're in the mood, music on or a show,
yes.
You go do it. But, boy, when you come home from work, you ain't trying to touch no dishes, though.
It's the timing. That's right. It's the timing. You know what I'm saying? If you were a superhero, what would your superpowers be?
Definitely teleportation.
Okay. All right. Last, what's one fashion trend you just don't get? You like, I can't get with that one.
Fingernail painting for guys.
Bro, I'm with you. Keep it a buck. I'm with
nah, I can't do it, bro.
I'm with you. All right, that's the lightning round. All right, cool. So listen, man, you've been doing this thing for a minute, bro. Why don't you share just with people your journey? You know what I mean? From testimony coming to where you are now doing this thing in Christian hip hop, man. What's your journey been like?
Just the underdog, man. You know, yeah. I've always been overlooked, picked last, not chosen, and I just never quit. And I think that's in all facets of life, man. Like when I play ball, you know, like, I just don't quit. I may not be the best at anything, but I work harder than anybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's really my story, man. I grew up in a small town in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I always had to use what I had and make the most of it. And yeah. I think God, once I came in the encounter with the Lord, it's like that just amplified it even more. Mm-hmm. You know, my prayers stopped becoming asking for, Lord, give me more, but Lord, give me the strength to make most of what I have.
Yeah.
You know, and and that's really my testimony, man, just in a nutshell. Being able to follow him at a young age and avoid a lot of pitfalls because of the wisdom, you know, that he's given me from his word and from family members that are following God and stuff like that. And then when it comes to the music side, same thing. Like my freshman year in high school, people say I wasn't, but to me, I felt like I was the worst player. I didn't really know how to read music. I didn't catch on quick. But then by the time I graduated, I got voted the best musician in the school. I was the most talented in the school. Like, so it's just like I came from being the worst player on the drum line to being one of the most talented in the whole high school.
Nice.
And that's just nothing but God's grace and hard work. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
Yeah. And you said, you know, coming to know the Lord at a young age and that being a big part of who you are. How did you come to know the Lord at a young age?
Yeah, man. I think, you know, just his spirit being present on one day at a service, it really touched on my heart. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he called on me that night. You know, my mom always told me about the gospel, my grandma and stuff like that. But like that night, I made that choice. You know what I'm saying? There was no one forcing me. And, you know, I was always a kid for the most part. You know, I still had my, juvenile years where, you know, you just hard-headed. But for the most part, I listened to my parents, bro. And and I think having that type of grounding when the Holy Spirit showed up, it kind of just connected. It's like, okay, now I see what this is for myself. So,
yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. What artists inspire you?
Definitely, like I said, you know, KB, Lecrae, and J. Cole, and, you know, and all for different reasons. I feel like J. Cole is like, he's from North Carolina, too. You know, I was born in North Carolina. He came up from a small town. I came up from a small town. So his story relates to a lot of what I've been through going to college, you know, just different stuff. And obviously how he tells stories He's very relatable. I don't listen to everything, you know what I'm saying? Because some stuff is just vulgar. But just far as an artist standpoint, I can relate to him. My backgrounds are similar. And then KB, just how he infuses the gospel with music, yeah, and still being able to balance his family and his character and how he keeps the integrity of the gospel but still being an amazing artist. And then with Lecrae, just how of a just a pioneer and how his how much of a leader he's been, you know, and how he's shown leadership through his music.
Yeah.
And so, like, all three of those qualities is something that I aspire to be, and that's why, yeah, I like all three of them.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. You know, this moment we've been in, man, it's been long now, bro. I mean, we thought we'd have been out of this thing, you know, called the pandemic, so to speak, and it's had different variants and shapes. No pun intended on variants, but just different seasons almost of the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? What's one of the things that you've learned through this season, so to speak? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think what I've learned is, you know, not taking people and relationships for granted. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And also how valuable time is, you know.
Yeah.
During COVID is just like, you know, me and my producer was able to go in the studio virtually, which did it over Zoom. And we had so much time.
Yeah.
And it's funny how the world froze and just like, this is the same time that we have every day. We just don't realize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so like that really helped with just prioritizing things and just spending time with family and stuff like that. So I think that's the biggest thing for me is just value.
Talk about, man, this EP, Nothing to Prove, and even the heart and spirit coming into it, man, as you were preparing to do it. And like you said, working with your producer of Zoom, so on and so forth. What were some of the things on your heart as you were beginning to work on this EP?
Yeah, well, it came from a place of anger at first. I did this competition at a conference. It was a rap competition. I didn't place, quote unquote, I placed, but I didn't win. And I really thought I should have won. Like a lot of people telling me that I should have won. And I was very upset because, like I said, my story's always been the underdog, and it just gets tiring, you know, because it's like, why does this always happen? You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, you know, so it's just like, I started getting angry, and I started, like, being like, you know what? I'm going to prove these jokers wrong. Like, I'm about to eat all these jokers, and I'm about to go and tear this page up and make some dope music. And the guy kind of just caught me in the wind of that, and he was just like, you don't have anything to prove to anyone. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of just shifted my focus. It's like, you know what? I don't got nothing to prove, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I'm doing this for the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for the fans and people that need my music to continue to carry on. And I just want to encourage other people to remember that too, because it's like a lot of times people fall into bad situations trying to prove stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, bro, like you ain't got nothing to prove except for God. And if you're doing that, you straight, you know what I'm saying? Like forget everybody else and what their opinions are. And so that's kind of where it came from.
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the lead song, too, at least the first song on. I don't know if it's the lead single, but, you know, when I was listening to it, yeah, the message was clear. I hear a whole lot of yapping. I see a whole lot of capping. And, you know, it's funny because on the one hand, you could, when I was listening to it the first time, right, you think a lot about, okay, he's talking about people to him. But at the same time, I took it also as we do it to ourselves a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of negative self-talk that people do with themselves. You get what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, talking to themselves in that voice of you're not good enough, you're not worthy, etc. And same thing on the other side is forcing yourself to look at things in a competitive way, right? So people do posts and whatnot. They don't get enough likes. They don't get enough retweets. They're upset. What's going on? There must be a problem with me, so on and so forth. And I think your song is going to really hit home with a number of people.
Yeah. Nah, thank you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when you think about the EP and, you know, where everything is right now, pop culture, so to speak, you know, well, two questions, actually. I could almost ask the question of, you know, what keeps you in CHH? To your point of being in the musical competition, you've got a musical background. I know you also teach at a music school, if I remember correctly, right?
I'm a program assistant.
Program assistant. And you were in the drum line, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. What compelled you to come into CHH and what keeps you in CHH?
Honestly, man, like, I'm going to keep it straight up, bro. Like, you know, I'm a Christian hip hop artist and I do music to get people closer to Jesus.
Yeah.
But when it comes to titles like that, bro, I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't. Like, whatever people want to call me. Like, people call me hip-hop artists. Like, people say, like, man, that's... Because people are confused of what Christian hip-hop is because of the representation. Right. And, like, here locally, I let people in my music, like, bro, that's Christian? I'm like, yeah, bro, you didn't hear what I said? Go back and listen to it. Yeah. It's like, dang, he right. So it's just like, whatever people want to call me, bro, like, whatever space they want to put me in, that's fine. As long as my message ain't changing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get caught up on that. But I think what keeps me doing, you know, my particular music is the mission. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I believe in reviving the culture, you know what I'm saying, and bringing people to life with my music and encourage them to find their gift to do the same for someone else.
Yeah.
And so the why is what drives me, not the people, not the who. You know, it's just like, that's why. You know, like, I've always wanted to do music, and God's defined it more over time. And it's my commitment to Him, really.
Right.
That's why I keep going. It's my commitment to Him. Because I promised God when I was young, I said, I won't stop unless you make me.
Yeah.
Straight up, because ain't nobody else going to do it. I'm saying that right now.
Yeah.
And so that's what keeps me going, man.
What do you hope to see through this project?
So the last one was when I was in college. I was just kind of getting started, and we just did it. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to make a splash.
Yeah.
It was cool. But this is like my baby. Like, this one is like my baby, because it's like from the ground up, from copywriting, registering, production, all of that, split sheets, like everything. Like, I have my hand in from the ground up.
Yeah.
And so, like, what brings me joy about this project, or what result I would like to see, is just like really just the response that it touches people. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's good.
I'm gonna run ads, I'm gonna submit it, do all that, but bro, we're gonna keep moving. You feel me? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and trying to get a platinum album. I'm not trying to do that stuff, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to be impactful. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be impactful with whatever I do. And you know, that's what will bring me joy, is that everyone will get that same message no matter who listens to it.
Yeah, that's what's up. And that's what your social media persona, that's what comes across, man, that you're on a mission. You're doing this for the glory, doing this work as unto the Lord, and you're going to keep it moving. And, you know, look, if you want to ride with me, come along. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in Morgantown. I'm going to be here, be there, but I'm moving. So if you want to join, come join. So that's what comes across, bro. No doubt. So congrats on the new project. And as we close, man, tell people about the Revive collection, man, just so people know about your apparel collection.
Yeah, Revive Collective Apparel. You know, that came out of the same vision, you know what I'm saying? And I think because that's the theme of who I am, I look to revive people through my music. I want it to be bigger than just me as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody may not like my music, you feel me? And I get that. Like, that's everybody. Like, everybody don't like everybody's music. But everybody needs a shirt. You feel me? Like, everybody needs something to wear. And I think the mission that I'm on can be bigger than just my music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when I throw events, it's through Revive Collective Music. My apparel is Revive Collective Apparel. So Revive is on everything that I do.
Yeah.
And I think we just did that because we wanted to see it be tangible, too.
Yes.
You know, we want people to wear the message, right? We want people to brand a message so people can ask questions. What does that mean? Oh, man, we just believe that everyone's been given a gift by God that can revive another life, so find your purpose. Like, that's what Revive Collective Apparel is for.
That's good. That's good, bro. That's good. Well, look, man, you know, we're here to support, man. Enjoying the project. Like I said, thanks for giving me early access. It dropped last Friday, right?
Yes.
Dropped last Friday, so everyone can pick it up on all your streaming platforms. Nothing to prove. From Lamar Riddick. And man, I'll give you the closing words, bro. Anything I didn't ask that you want to make sure people know about what's going on with you, Revive Collective, Lamar Riddick Music, anything else you want to add, bro?
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, just be encouraged. If you're watching this, just remember, you don't have anything to prove. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do the best that you can do, be who you can be. And just keep me in prayer too. You know, I put this on social media. If you didn't know, I am auditioning for hip-hop artist position in the United States Army Field Band.
Nice.
If I work to get this position, it will be the first one in history, to my recollection. And so just keep me in prayer. It'd be dope to have the first hip-hop artist in the Army be a Christian.
Yo,
and so,
that's
like,
dope.
That, you know, so we'll see what God's will is, man. But that's it, man. Follow me on Lamar Riddick Music on Instagram, all social media platforms. DM me. I respond. You know, I love you guys. And I really appreciate you, Trig, and the Holy Culture, man. I love you guys, man.
Most def. Love you too, brother. Thanks for being here, man. I know how busy your schedule is right now with the release and all you're doing, so thanks for joining, bro.
Hey, thank you.
Yo, blessings.